Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, continuing to shine the spotlight on Avon Lake. We're here at Erie Burger Company. These guys have been around for about 7-8 months, and they're going to be around a heck of a lot longer. I can tell you that. Boy, the food here is just outstanding, and they've only just begun. Again, we were talking a little bit earlier with Mark and Zach about their plans to expand. They're going to do that soon. We're going to hear from those guys a little bit later on in the show. And, boy, you know it's a big show, and you know it's a big deal when you got the mayor to come on.
No kidding.
We've got Mayor Greg Zilka, mayor of Avon Lake, joining us. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well. I started the day yesterday on the air with Craig Adams, and we old people, we get up early, so that's why he's got the morning shift.
You're telling me.
I'm so old that I know Charles Behnke when he was young, so that, wow, that goes a long way back.
Very impressive. Yeah, I'm filling in for Craig on Friday, those early mornings. Yeah. I'm not a fan of those.
He's wide awake.
He is.
7 in the morning.
Well, I want to begin by continuing a discussion that you and I had off air. Mayor Zilka is a big Indians fan.
Absolutely.
He's
go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Tomorrow night, of course, the Tribe will have the game for you here on AM 930 WEOL. First pitch coming your way just after 7:30. And, of course, our coverage begins with the Budweisers from the Dugout Show presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. That starts at 5:30 when Matt and I jump off the air tomorrow. But you actually, so long as those doggone Dodgers lose, you'll have a chance to hopefully, fingers crossed, go to a World Series game this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. I do belong to a ticket pool, and this year I got the first pick, so I picked the first game of the World Series, and I'm very optimistic the Tribe will be in the World Series and hopefully will be victorious this year. They've got a great team, as we all know. They've grown and changed, and the Dodgers are at the other end of their greatness, I think. They're going to slide a little bit, but who knows? We have as good a chance as anybody. I think Las Vegas probably gives us an edge on a number of teams.
Yeah, I like that optimism. That's good stuff.
Well, we have
stuff,
to get
Mayor
by
Zilka.
The Yankees.
That's true, yes.
They bother me.
That's true.
We'll get by them. It'll all start tomorrow. We'll get by them.
We'll stay positive.
I'm very positive.
Good.
Hey,
go Tribe.
That's right. Go Tribe. Hopefully they'll bust out those broomsticks and they'll take care of the Yankees rather easily. It's wishful thinking, but I think it's also somewhat realistic. Well, enough about the Tribe. I want to talk about the city of Avon Lake. Lots of great things going on. What's going on with the old firehouse?
Well, the old firehouse, obviously it was built in the early 50s, and it was used for that purpose as a firehouse. And now we have a new safety center, which is just just a few hundred feet behind where we're sitting right now. And so that became a recreation center. But what we didn't realize, it's just on the south side of Lake Road, and there's a back area there that has a nice green space. And a number of us were talking and thought, well, why don't we put a deck up there? Put a deck and we'll get a view of the lake. Well, it's turned out to be a spectacular opportunity to get another view, another angle of Lake Erie from the south side of Lake Road. But that deck sits up about 3 feet, so you look over the traffic, mm-hmm, and you see the boat club, you see the Folger home, you see the lake house, and you see the beautiful lake and the magic at night when the clouds change color and so forth. You don't quite get to see the sunset, but you see the residual clouds and so forth. So we have actually discovered another location to view the lake, and the deck is virtually completed. For the first time yesterday, the seniors were out there and they were playing cards and backgammon, uh-huh, whatever, and they were just so excited to be the first ones on the deck. And it's quite large. It's 45 feet wide and 50 feet long, and one as it juts out on the angle of the building. So you guys ought to step down there and take a look at it. It's just amazing the view you get. So sort of segueing into something that's been going on for a number of years, we've been participating in the Lorain County Lakefront Connectivity Plan. Well, we got a grant from NOAACA, which is the agency that distributes federal money, and they're part of the program, and the idea is multimodal transportation, which includes bicycling.
Mm-hmm.
And our objective is to connect the four cities and also create new opportunities to have access to the lake. So obviously this deck that we can see the lake is going to be a real plus, even though that wasn't part of the plan. They're going to reveal the final report tomorrow in at Lakeview Park in Lorain.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6:00, there's going to be an official presentation of what the four communities have come up with. Part of this started with the Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur arguing that we ought to promote this area of the country similar to what other parts of the country do in a regional area in terms of you know, off the Carolinas, what's it called? I can't remember. The short Outer Banks. Thank you. The Outer Banks area, that kind of thing. I'm glad I have people. Nice.
Candy Banks.
Prompting,
back there. Yes, we'll give her some credit.
Prompting me from behind here. The Outer Banks.
See, she does that. I sit at my desk. I'll hear things from her all day, Mayor Zilka.
My wife usually does that. She fills in the blanks when I can't remember the words.
Very nice.
So we thought, yeah, that's a great idea. And if we put our resources together and tried to figure out ways to have greater lake access. You know, those of us who've been to Chicago, you drive along the lakefront in Chicago and it's spectacular. Yeah. It just goes on for miles. They didn't have the foresight along the southern shore of Lake Erie to do that. We have private residences, which are fine, and we have industrial use, but we don't have a large quantity or enough opportunities just to have access to the lake. And so what we're trying to do is find little ways to get down to the lake or have a view of it. So Avon Lake has a plan and a proposal. Kowalski Ford is on Lake Road, and north of there are a few little tiny streets, a few houses there. There may well be just enough room there to, if we could, you know, of course you have to acquire the property and do all the developing and so forth, may be able to put some buildings there that could be residential, maybe three stories high, with a it's basically an elevated beach where you would not be able to get down to the beach because of the bank, but at the bank you could create a beach that's contained where you can do suntanning and so forth and sitting out in an area that's all sanded looking over the beach. Wow. And it would give an opportunity to have a great view of the lake. So there are a couple of clever ideas. Sheffield Lake has a proposal where they have their shopping center there and the wind turbine and so forth. I can't remember the name of the shopping center, but that's where they are proposing actually to cut into that area, have an overpass on Lake Road, and create a little harbor there. Huh. and areas for boat slips and so forth. Huh. That's very optimistic, and just putting a bridge over at Lake Road, you're getting into the millions of dollars. Sure. Real quick there. But it's you know, dream big to see what you can do to have more access to, yeah, the lake. And certainly boating is very big in this area, and certainly there would be a great demand for that.
And you said there will be a discussion in Lakeview Park. Is that...
There's going to be an unveiling of the results of a series of meetings that have taken place since early in this year, all the way up to 2 weeks ago. So they have finalized this proposal. So the study was funded to see, hey, how can we get to the lake? How can we make it more accessible? In the city of Lorain, they were looking at, you know, the old Ford plant out there, Baumhart Road, and they used that area. There's a railroad track that runs close there, and then they were storing cars and whatever. Well, if you eliminate all that and make that an open park area with access to the lake and so forth, and there are a couple of suggestions for Vermilion as well in that region. So there and actually the Lorain study was creating a convention center in the Black River, you know, near where City Hall is. Mm-hmm. It may even include eliminating City Hall and using that space for that purpose. And then the thing I just mentioned by Baumhart Road would be the Vermilion component. Mm-hmm. So Mayor Bulin, Mayor Rittenauer, Mayor Bring and I have worked together, and we have supported this concept. You have to dream big, and out of these dreams come, yeah, benefits. So we're not suggesting that all these things would happen, but it's sort of a what if.
Sure.
Certainly, we have a half mile of our lakefront taken up by the Energy Power Plant, and they're planning on staying here for a while. The Energy is in the process of a bankruptcy. Chapter 11, which means they're reorganizing, and what used to be Genon plant is now the power plant called NRG, but they're talking about breaking off that division and creating a separate company, and we're not sure what the future will bring, but we know they are committed to be operative for the next 3 years at least. But if that whole area became available, just imagine what could be done.
Certainly.
But obviously one has to acquire the property. Half a mile of lakefront property, you can imagine what the cost of that would be. And then there has to be, we know there's environmental issues, there has to be mitigation done. In the old days, we know they used to just dump stuff out back. Mm-hmm. And I remember in the 70s, there used to be transformers that had PCPs in them, which was a very high risk of cancer with this chemical. Some of those transformers were just stored on the side of the plant in the 70s. So there has got to be some nasty stuff in there. So that would be another big price tag in making that property available. Sure. So if we dream big and if that power plant disappeared, we lose a lot of tax dollars.
Yeah.
But again, the opportunity to evolve into something very different that would dramatically improve that end of town, and it would be a very, very desirable place to build housing with incredible views of the lake. So, you know, as you know, with Ted Esborn and the team we have, we look at what we can do, like, you know, supporting places like Erie Burger and the medical facility he talked about and Goddard School, but also we look at, you know, what if we had this, what we could do. We know that funds from the feds is drying up. There's less and less there. And from the state, we're getting some help, but they have a different view on local government funds, which does limit us to some extent. Mm-hmm. But we've had a great relationship with Senator Manning and also State Representative Manning, and they have been good to us. The Folger home, which we have right on the lake here, has had an infusion of funds to help make that look really good. They just finished putting up new siding on it. Ford Motor Company gave money about 8 or 9 years ago. So the big room inside is the Henry Ford room, and that's a location which we rent out for various events along with the lake house. So people have an opportunity to host an event on the lake, which is thrilling. And if you haven't been to our Wine Fest, which is the third Saturday in June, and also the end of July, we have the big summer market that they draw several thousand people to that little park we have at the end of Route 83.
That's very cool.
Very cool stuff. And again, we're talking with Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zilka here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, shining the spotlight on Avon Lake, coming at you live from Erie Burger Company. Before we cut you loose, got to talk about the bicentennial coming
Certainly.
Up next year. A lot of exciting stuff. And as I understand it, you're looking for some volunteers as well in order to help out with some of these bicentennial events.
That's correct. We got a lot of advice from people who have gone through the bicentennial cycle. Elyria is celebrating this year. Got some information from Grafton, and Wellington is celebrating next year. Our bicentennial is 2019, but we don't have an exact date. And so after having conversations, we thought, why don't we start it with the fireworks of first week of July of 18 and take it all the way through and have a big bang finish in 2019. So that's what we're gonna do. Ted, who just spoke before me, and also Barb Cagley are chairing the organization of this process. And we're going to open it up to volunteers, and pretty soon we're going to be announcing that. Anyone interested in working on a bicentennial program, come to a meeting and we'll announce the time, date, location. And we certainly welcome the public having input. Barb and Ted have come up with some marvelous ideas that Ted has already mentioned. We are looking at a beer fest to following the same plan that the wine event is. Sampling, you know, you purchase the wristband and there will be a bunch of food vendors from Avon Lake, and we can promote the local restaurants and at the same time have a good time. We're going to focus at Miller Road Park, which is a larger facility. We believe Avon Lake was founded, the first founders came ashore near the NRG plant or the old shopping center down there where the old Saddle Inn was. Then there's the oldest house in Avon Lake is right in Miller Road Park, and that's the Peter Miller House. And we certainly want to put a focus on that and that old shopping center, because the shopping center was the car barns where the old interurban railway ran, and the power plant was built to provide electricity to have these little trolley cars go back and forth from Cleveland to Lorain to Norwalk and going all the way to Toledo. That's how people moved around here in the 20s until 1938, when the last car did its final trip. So that's part of our history too. We're going to try and involve the schools. As Ted said, we're going to involve the churches. We have some social service groups. The Kiwanis has been really big and an important component of success in Avon Lake, and now the Rotary is also doing the same thing. They've done a fine job supporting various causes in Avon Lake. So we're going to try to make it a true family event. Obviously, the Beer Fest isn't for families, but we're going to have family events. We're thinking of a picnic, maybe a pancake breakfast outside, or some type of an event where we can celebrate family activities and so forth. So we're looking forward to some great opportunities to celebrate the city. And we appreciate all that WEOL has done over the years. I've listened to a lot of football games on WEOL, and you guys do a great job of covering high school sports. It's been a pleasure over the years to hear all your guys do the great job they do.
Well, appreciate it.
And you're in for a treat. Friday, because my tag team partner, he's handling the play-by-play duties for Avon Lake and Amherst coming up
there
on Friday.
Go.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a good game. Spoke with Matt Kostolnik a little earlier today, as a matter of fact, about that game.
Yeah, Matt's a great guy, and he's done a great job. So we have a great tradition here. We have a great rivalry with Amherst over the years, and now we're a big strong opponent, of course, is the city of Avon.
Sure, of course.
And we have had a great run, and we with Matt Kostolnik, I think you're going to see us recreate what we saw over the last 20 years in Avon Lake sports. So, but we have to take on tough teams like Amherst.
Yeah, that SWC, it doesn't get easy there.
It's really good. They've got some great teams there.
Should be a fun one on Friday night. Mayor Zilka, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. This is a blast. This is a lot of fun, and hopefully you get a chance to see the Indians
absolutely
in the Fall Classic here in a few
tribe.
Weeks. Go Tribe, indeed. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, we're coming at you from Erie Burger Company on our spotlight on Avon Lake. This is Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.